there, I'm Gian Gomeshi, and you are listening to Pawscast, the only podcast to listen to.
Hello, and welcome to a mobile walking around Pawscast in heavy intermittent traffic. I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Kristen.
Excuse my voice. So, Christine, where did we just come from?
Climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
That's
in the local Rosemount pool.
Yes, we just came from our first of 10 aquaform classes. Which means that
You get shape in the water. Shape in the water.
And let me tell you, folks, gentlemen, this is a message just for the gentlemen. Gentlemen out there, if you're interested in middle-aged women and you don't know where to meet middle-aged women, let me tell you, sign up for Aquafarm, because I was the only guy there. Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
I was joking that if you had to pick a guy partner, I would pick you.
Yeah, so it was pretty awesome. We had a pretty good time. We worked out.
Our hectics are so scheduled that I figured
the only way for the only way for us to have a proper date night if it was also like exercise night.
Exactly. Two in one, baby.
Exactly. That's what she said.
I think I'm gonna spend this podcast laughing. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time since our last episode. We've been very busy. Anything you want to tell the fine people out there, Christine?
Well, I had something to say. There was something I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Did we mention that I met John Hodgman?
Oh, no, we did not mention that you met John Hodgman.
We didn't.
You mean famous internet judge, Judge John Hodgman?
Yeah.
From the Judge John Hodgman podcast?
Yeah.
Also known worldwide as the PC in the I'm a Mac, I'm a PC advertisements for Apple Computer Company.
Yeah.
Also known as a correspondent for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Yeah. Anyway. So,
also, hold on a second. Literary agent for Bruce Campbell's biography, If Chins Could Kill.
Oh, shit. I really should have brought that book.
Yes. You should have.
And just to show
him
what
to have
has
signed
been done
it, it would have
been
amazing. I know. So, where, pray tell, did you meet Judge John Hodgman?
I happen to be in Winnipeg, otherwise known as Winterpeg, Manitoba, Canada, a few weeks ago, I guess.
Yes, it's weeks.
I can't remember anymore. But and he was going to give a talk on the arts in the context of this arts thing in Winnipeg. Look it up.
So he was talking about the arts at an arts thing.
Yeah. I'm not really interested. Thank
you for giving us the detail.
No, it's just there's no room in my brain for those details. Yes, so that's
understood.
All I can provide.
Watch out, recycling bin.
I apologize. So, So Illyria suggested that I go, and
yes.
I looked it up, and it was $25, which was so
That's
totally
so
affordable.
So
totally affordable. Like, nothing in Montreal costs $25.
No.
Nothing.
Except for things with that price directly on them.
Nothing costs that here. So, so I went, and it was, I don't know, I can't remember how long the actual show was, but after, and it was interesting and funny and great. It was great. And afterwards... he went to sign autographs, and so there's a big long lineup of people waiting to sign autographs, but the theater was going to close.
So you're all going to get
thrown
out onto the
street.
You're
all going to get kicked out. And so he and two people who lived in Winnipeg ended up proposing that we go to this bar nearby, which just so happened to be 30 seconds from my hotel. And you know, I'd already been there. Ha ha ha. Which was hilarious. So anyway, we went to this bar, and we spent the evening, like 25 of us, in this bar talking about favorite state, favorite province, and why, in a go-around-the-room style thing. What else did we talk about?
And what was yours?
Well, really? It's not that interesting.
All right, never mind. Let's move along.
Because for the state, I really couldn't decide.
No.
So I picked, well, never mind. I couldn't decide. And so so we had this chat and then he finished signing and he bought me two drinks and I bought him one.
John Hodgman bought you drinks?
Yeah, he
I am so gonna give him what for.
He
Yes, folks, no, this is the first I hear this story. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind, drinks. I tell you.
He bought the first round. He very graciously bought the first round, which was very cool of him. And then I got the last round. Well, I mean, I got his last drink. Mine and his. Everybody else has stopped drinking at that point.
So,
of course, I'm still charging away.
Wait a second. Everyone else has stopped drinking except you and John Hodgman. We almost got hit by a Subaru.
Yes, we did. Be careful.
Fucking Subaru. And you bought him his last drink?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I see how it is.
Yeah. It was fun. It was totally fun.
It was totally unexpected.
And I would never, ever have thought that we would all wind up in a bar downtown Winnipeg.
Nice.
With John Hodgman.
That's fantastic.
It was pretty awesome.
Well, that's great. I'm very pleased that you had a good time and that you got to hang out with the judge.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Awesome. We're home.
Yep.
So, hey, folks, we're going to probably put out a few more of these. So stay subscribed. And until next time.
Oh, yeah.
You remember what we did?
Stay tuned.
Tune in
and rock on.
Very good. Yay.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a boy. I need no sympathy. Easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
Hi there, I'm Gian Gomeshi, and you are listening to Pawscast, the only podcast to listen to. Actually, that's not true. There are other podcasts to listen to that you probably should listen to. But in the meantime, consider listening to Pawscast. Actually, you don't really need to listen to Pawscast. I mean, maybe Bill Maher, Q. There's a number of podcasts that are actually probably better, like in terms of a destination. Anyway, but look, you're here anyway. You're listening to Pawscast.